Trident Seafoods is agreeing to pay the federal government $2.5 million to settle Clean Water Act violations at its Alaska processing facilities. The Seattle-based company will also spend tens of millions to upgrade facilities and clean up the seafloor. The Environmental Protection Agency is calling the agreement a game changer for environmental practices in the industry in Alaska. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Picture a seafood waste pile in Akatan Harbor that stretches for 50 acres. It's the equivalent of 38 football fields, and in some spots, it's 20 feet thick. But what exactly is it?
It's a massive carpet of gelatinous goo.
That's Tara Martich with the Environmental Protection Agency's compliance office. The agency says the piles have created dead zones on the ocean floor. Trident Seafoods will now have to study its fish waste piles at Akatan and other processing plants across the state and figure out ways to clean them up. According to the agreement, the company racked up 480 Clean Water Act violations at 14 of its onshore and offshore processing facilities in Alaska between 2005 and 2010. Trident characterizes the violations as mostly monitoring and reporting errors. Joe Plesha is the company's chief legal officer. He says top officials at Trident didn't know the violations were taking place.
The management did not. The person who was involved in filling out these forms claimed not to understand that they weren't filled out correctly. They do require a great deal of attention to detail and a great deal of time.
But the EPA says Trident is a repeat offender when it comes to Clean Water Act violations in Alaska. Ed Kowalski is director of compliance and enforcement at the agency.
So they were well aware of those requirements and had been reminded of them. And even these violations, before we actually brought the formal enforcement action, they had received a number of warnings and notices from us.
He says the company has logged 6 previous enforcement actions for similar violations, but he thinks this action may be a game changer for the company and the industry in Alaska, in part because Trident is agreeing to build a new fish meal plant in Naknek that will be able to handle 30 million pounds of seafood waste each year from Trident and other companies.
I do hope that this is an opportunity to do more in terms of encouraging the seafood processing industry to take advantage of those alternative ways of keeping the waste out of the water. And we will continue working down that path toward that goal, and we'll just have to see how it goes.
Trident says the new plant will be unique. Joe Plesha says the company wants to set the industry standard for environmental compliance, and the Naknek plant will help it do that.
We're making a meal out of salmon waste, which is just typically not done because of the shortness of the season. And so it's new, and I think we hope to prove that it's economically viable.
Trident is working on another innovative project at its Akatan plant. The company is developing technology to capture tiny particles of fish protein that currently escape into the ocean after passing through a 0.5-millimeter screen. The company operates 18 processing facilities in Alaska. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.